listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast. A podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing. Educating. Empowering. Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, we are very excited to bring you the audio version of our Ultimate Agent Resource Lists, broken down into episodes that focus on one pillar each. Before we get started, the full list and this episode would not be possible without extensive research from Isabel Vitale and our marketing team here at Ritter Insurance Marketing. The resources we suggest have been vetted by Ritter staff, and we often use these vendors ourselves. In our first series of resource guide episodes, you'll discover all the different vendors and services you can utilize to market yourself. And don't worry, you won't need to be a marketing pro to use them. Our aim is to provide resources that are stress-free to work with and make your life easier, not harder. We'll provide the info you need to decide which services and vendors fit your style and skill level best. I mentioned in the open that we're breaking down an overarching marketing strategy, and that is something we call multi-channel marketing. It is the most effective way to market your business, and here's how it works. Rather than marketing yourself through one avenue, you can use many, both online and offline. Marketing through many different channels just makes sense. Think about what you do in a given week. Drive around town, shop at stores, check your social media, Google something, read a newspaper, watch the news. All these activities are outlets for marketing. Multi-channel marketing is the best setup for an effective and comprehensive strategy. We divvied up multi-channel marketing into three broad categories, one for each episode in this series. The first two, traditional and digital marketing, cover the different types of marketing materials you can use. The third, partner marketing, is more of a method of marketing that incorporates both traditional and digital media. In this episode, we're focusing on traditional marketing, which refers to any kind of marketing that is not online. Drive down the highway, open your mailbox, or pick up some groceries, and you'll likely see an example. With its many forms and uses, traditional marketing should play a key part in your overall strategy. In fact, traditional marketing has been the hallmark approach for generations of businesses, unlike the relatively new frontier of digital marketing. Let's dig into the different types of traditional marketing materials, complete with their definitions and uses. First up, print materials for individuals, which include pieces that an agent or an agent's affinity partner gives to a person for individual use. We'll start out with the old standby, a brochure. These tri-folded documents are a great way to provide others with more information about your business, the services you provide, your contact info, and more. They can be used for event marketing, walk-in leads, door-to-door visits, welcome packets, mailings, and can be given to affinity partners to give out on your behalf. Next up, the Slim Jim card. And no, this document has nothing to do with beef jerky. Also sometimes called a rack card, a Slim Jim card is a thin, two-sided document used for promotional purposes. It can contain similar info to the brochure, but usually contains a more concise set of information due to its smaller size. Slim Jim cards work well for door-to-door visits, event marketing, mailings, and walk-in leads. They're also an effective leave-behind for affinity partners. Direct mailers and lead mailers are next on our list, quite possibly the bread and butter of the insurance business. These are letters or postcards mailed directly to leads that provide specific info about a service and prompt a response. That response could be to return a filled-out card by dropping it back in the mail or attending an event. Mailers are used for lead generation. Agents can send them out to clients about to turn 65, T65 clients, as we call them. You can also use mailers for event marketing or lead targeting for specific products. Mailers can be used to get permission to contact from individuals. They can also be sent out as a form of AEP or other busy season promotion. Couple of different use cases with mailers. They are a fairly versatile resource. Another print material that most professionals are familiar with and have, business cards. This is one of those resources that will never go out of style. They're easy to carry with you. They contain all the pertinent info that someone needs to know should they want to contact you. Your name, your business name, phone number, and email. Business cards can be used for event marketing, walk-in leads, door-to-door visits, welcome packets, mailings, distribution to affinity partners, and more. And speaking of giving things out, I can't forget to mention tchotchkes and swag with your name and contact info printed on them. An item of some sort that your client can take and use, like pens, hand sanitizer, magnets, or my personal favorite, the jar opener. Swag is great for event marketing, giving to walk-in leads, door-to-door visits, welcome packets, and even leaving with your affinity partners. Beyond Slim Jim cards and brochures, you might have more information than can fit in those smaller formats. And that's when we recommend going with a booklet. It's a longer, educational document that allows you to provide substantial information about your services or certain products. These are great resources for event marketing, walk-in leads, door-to-door visits, welcome packets, and even AEP or other seasonal education and promotion. The longer format lets you provide extensive info that just won't fit into those shorter formats. And while we're on the subject, one of our favorite, newer marketing strategies is a lifestyle magazine that's branded with your headshot, name, contact info, and a personalized letter. It doesn't ask anything of your clients, but it leaves quite the impression. They can be used for event marketing and lead generation and are generally mailed out to a specific list. They can also be used for walk-in leads and left with affinity partners to give out on your behalf. Now that we've covered print materials for individuals, let's broaden our scope to materials that an agent puts out into the world for everyone to see, print materials at large. Billboards are one of the largest examples and a great way to generate leads while also raising community awareness of your business. Newspapers and other local print publications are another option to advertise your business, generating leads and getting your name out into the community. Posters and flyers can also help get the word out about your services. These materials are usually a minimum size of 8.5 by 11 or larger, and they're posted in public places to inform the community about your business in general or a particular service, like an educational event. Posters work well for lead generation, event marketing, and can be given to affinity partners for display in their offices. Table tents are another form of printed material, on the smaller scale of size, but made for others to see and learn about your business and services. You can put them in your waiting area or in that of an affinity partner, and they work well for event marketing as well. The next item on our list you've likely seen while driving around your community: yard signs that advertise your services with your business name and contact information. This is a great way to grow community awareness of your business and generate leads. You can also take that concept and put it on a bus, car, or truck, with either a magnet or a printed wrap. You can use these to succinctly advertise your services, complete with your business name and contact information. And then another personal favorite of the podcast, t-shirts and other apparel customized with your business name, logo, and contact info. These items generate leads and get a visual of your business out into the public. Don't forget about convenience store advertisements or shopping cart advertisements either. Both of these allow for your name to get in front of a localized group of people in your community, helping them to associate your name and logo with the services you offer. That brings us to some specialized but still traditional marketing options that don't necessarily fit neatly into one category: door-to-door and broadcast marketing. Let's start with TV and radio advertisements, the traditional broadcast media options. You can buy airtime to advertise your services, complete with business name and contact information. You can also purchase gas pump advertisements, those short commercials that play while a gas pump is operational. Both of these broadcast options can generate leads and increase community awareness around your business. Next up, let's talk about door-to-door visits. This is when agents knock on doors without a prior appointment to discuss their business and services in person. Door-to-door visits generate leads and can be done compliantly for selling certain products, like ancillary and Medicare supplement. Important to note that agents cannot sell Medicare Advantage or Medicare Part D plans door-to-door. That is not allowed. And then last but not least on the list, cold calling. This is when agents call leads without a prior appointment to discuss their business and services. It can be a lucrative way to generate leads. Just like door-to-door visits, though, this is for selling certain products, like ancillary and MedSup. Agents cannot cold call to sell Medicare Advantage or Medicare Part D plans. Now, we went through quite a list of different traditional marketing materials here, and while it might seem like a lot, it is by no means an exhaustive list. But we do hope that we've given you some new ideas. And you're likely already utilizing some of these materials in your marketing. Consider which ones you'd like to add and how you'll use them. If you need to take a moment to pause and make some notes, this is a great place to do that. Ready to press on? Now that you have a handle on what types of materials you could use and some of their applications, choose one of our vetted options for obtaining them. Some of your best and easiest options will come from organizations you're already partnered with, namely your contracted insurance carriers and field marketing organization, or FMO. Your partners should be able to supply you with some type of printed material for traditional marketing. You can often find comprehensive options like brochures, booklets, and mailers in carriers' agent portals, and they'll work well for marketing certain plans and types of insurance to individuals. You likely won't find printed materials aimed towards the masses, except perhaps a flyer. And of course, any material that you utilize will be carrier branded and not suitable for generally marketing your business. Ordering items from a carrier through their portal is simple and cost effective, and you can rest assured that the materials are compliant. You can use these carrier specific materials for welcome packets, event marketing, mailings, affinity partnerships, and around the office for walk-ins. Depending on the FMO, you may be able to source certain marketing materials from this partner too. Ritter Insurance Marketing, for example, offers our agents reasonably priced materials on shopritterim.com that can help you generate more leads. Our print options are customizable with your logo, name, and contact information, and provide an easy way to advertise your services alongside our consumer-facing enrollment platform, Shop and Enroll. And to name a few examples, here at Ritter, we offer brochures, Slim Jim cards, mailers, coasters, flyers, table tents, booklets, business cards, pens, and other swag in our online agent store, shopritterim.com. Quick disclaimer, agents must be registered with Ritter and have at least one active contract through our FMO to purchase marketing materials on shopritterim.com. Orders that do not meet both of these requirements will be rejected. Utilizing insurance partners is best for agents who are looking for print materials to give individual clients and leads. In short, a quick, easy, cost-effective solution that requires very minimal effort. Let's move on to our next tier of recommendations: specialty advertising and local businesses. Companies that focus on traditional marketing materials can offer different and specialized options instead of, or in addition to, brochures, business cards, and other printed materials. Unfortunately, it's difficult to find a full-service traditional marketing company online. Most specialize in digital marketing. Another option we'll discuss, print shops, dominate the web space when it comes to sourcing print materials. If you're looking for a one-stop shop for your traditional marketing needs, the best place to start might be local advertising agencies, although you're more likely to find local options that specialize in specific mediums instead of providing full-service design and production for everything. Local radio and TV stations, bus companies, grocery stores, independent convenience stores, and newspapers will be able to guide you through advertising on their platforms. They'll help you by designing materials and ads for you, or steering you toward the right resources. For some advertising, you can find companies that have a presence online. One of Ritter's partners, Reminder Media, concentrates on branded magazines, a unique marketing opportunity that provides lifestyle magazines branded with your business information that can then be distributed to your clients and affinity partners. Another option, All Over Media, specializes in advertising your business at convenience stores, on the sides of trucks, at bars, on the sides of buildings, on pizza boxes, and more. Advertising companies and local businesses are best utilized for specialized advertising on specific platforms and likely won't be able to provide you everything you need for your traditional marketing strategy. However, you may find the unicorn local business that can truly be your one-stop shop. Utilizing specialty advertising and local businesses is best for agents who want advertising on specialized platforms. These are diverse opportunities that usually require minimal effort. Next resource, let's talk about print shops. For an option that's halfway between full DIY and an advertising company, consider an online or local print shop. Print shops do what they say. Print your brochures, postcards, business cards, and other materials for you. They usually do not provide full-service graphic design for your materials, except perhaps as a paid add-on. Many offer simple and intuitive design tools or templates where you can easily create an eye-catching design. If you're looking for a more comprehensive list of print materials than your insurance carriers and FMO can provide, print shops are your best option, especially if you enjoy curating your own unique look for your business. If crafting your own designs is not something you want to take on, consider hiring a graphic designer. There are many options for hiring one. Searching for local or online agencies, hiring a student from a local college, or employing a designer from one of many online freelancing sites. The following are some popular online options for hiring a freelancer: Upwork, Freelancer, Fiverr, and 99 Designs, which partners with Vistaprint. When you're vetting designers, follow these steps to make sure you're finding a qualified professional. Use filters on your search like bestsellers, pro, top level, or highly rated to find the most popular, experienced, and talented freelancers. Look at portfolios and any reviews. Talk to them before you hire to make sure you're on the same page with your vision, needs, and budget. Remember, quality usually costs something, so proceed with caution with anyone pricing themselves extremely low. Once you have your design created by a designer, it's time to head to the print shop. Alternatively, use the design tools or templates provided by these shops to create your own materials. Online print shops make the process easy. Browse your format options, upload your artwork or customize a template, view an online proof, and order the quantity you want. Another important point to keep in mind: if you want to advertise your FMO's services or technology as part of your business, make sure to check on any requirements from your field marketing organization before sending your design to print. Ritter Insurance Marketing, for example, has to approve any print shop you use if you want to print materials promoting shop and enroll. Now let's get into our list of vetted print shop recommendations. First up, Vistaprint. This print shop offers design services, corporate pricing on hundreds of products, and Vista Create, a graphic design tool with customizable templates. Vistaprint can handle any print material: business cards, brochures, mailers, bookmarks, flyers, booklets, and more. Agents can order stickers and labels, t-shirts and other apparel, magnets, and other promotional swag. 4imprint is another online print shop that offers free samples so users can test out certain products. They offer an outlet option with low prices and a deal of the day, and they also offer Better Choices products that are made with recycled materials or from a responsible forestry program. 4imprint specializes in t-shirts and other apparel, in addition to trade show swag. Printful is next on our list. Design Maker is their graphic design tool, and their merch share feature allows for easy group orders, which can be helpful for agencies. Other perks include volume discounts, special offers, as well as fast delivery and eco-friendly products. Agents can order t-shirts and other apparel, stickers, greeting cards, pins, and premium products like bags, mugs, and tech accessories. Sticker Mule is one you might have heard of. That's where we've ordered our Agent Survival Guide podcast stickers, and they are very easy to work with. They've got a design studio tool on their site, as well as customizable templates. Sticker Mule offers weekly deals, reasonably priced custom samples, free shipping, and free online proofs. And they're for more than just stickers. Agents can use them for labels, magnets, buttons, t-shirts, coasters, yard signs, wall and floor graphics, as well as flyers and event invitations. So a little bit of everything from Sticker Mule. And if you're lucky, you'll get a bottle of Mule sauce with your order. Up next, Moo. And yes, that is Moo, like the sound the cow makes. Moo is an online print shop with different tiers of business services, including design and exclusive products. Agents can utilize Moo for business cards, mailers, flyers, stickers, labels, stationery, branded notebooks, and even branded water bottles. Moo offers next-day delivery, free sample packs, and a money-back guarantee. You can choose from high-quality and modern products, and best of all, They offer customizable templates for those who aren't as design savvy or don't have the time to be. For direct mailers and other tangible print pieces, Lead Concepts is an industry resource you might have already heard of. They provide full-service direct mail options for agents, including designing, printing, and mailing out your materials. And to make agents' lives even easier, Lead Concepts provides mailing lists and offers audience targeting capabilities to make sure your message gets to the right people. We recommend them for direct business-to-consumer postcards, menus, and event calendars. Continuing on with our list, Fast Signs offers a good mix of materials with graphic design services, content development services, and project management. For agents who are environmentally conscious, this business is committed to preserving the environment by sourcing recycled materials and using renewable energy. They offer small design materials like business cards, decals, and stickers, as well as larger materials like yard signs, banners, and other event signage, even vehicle graphics and car wraps. Fast Signs also offers direct mail printing services. We've mentioned car wraps a couple of times now, but if you're looking to advertise your business on other people's vehicles, Wrapify is a great option to shop. Their specialty is local and regional car wrap ads with tiers for every budget. As an advertiser with Wrapify, you'll get full service management and the ability to easily measure ROI through an online dashboard and app. For car wrap ads on Uber, Lyft, or Grubhub vehicles specifically, another option is Carvertize. They offer multiple tiers to suit different budgets, and agents can target relevant events and also measure the ROI of their efforts. All of these options that we've mentioned so far have an online storefront. Those are linked in the notes, so you can easily navigate to them and check them out. And we do recommend shopping around to find the best fit for your particular project. As you're doing your research and checking out your options, remember to check your area for local print shops. Using a shop in your local community lets you develop a relationship with that business, and they might offer discounts for businesses. Most print shops should be able to handle any print material, so business cards, brochures, mailers, bookmarks, flyers, booklets, and more of the ideas we've mentioned here today. You might even find shops that offer t-shirts and other apparel. We are huge proponents of shopping local and have a few of our own local print resources that we've worked with over the years, and we really value those partnerships. On the other hand, if you live in an area where there aren't any local options, but you still want that in-person experience, there are big box stores that offer printing services. Staples and Office Depot are two that come to mind that offer design services, business centers, and same-day print options, which sometimes, as much as we like to plan, we find ourselves in need of those same-day services. They can handle a variety of print materials too: business cards, brochures, mailers, bookmarks, flyers, booklets, and more. Agents, you have a lot of options out there when it comes to print shops. The ones we've mentioned here are, as I mentioned in the open, shops that our marketing team has used or that hold good reputations. And while I'm on the subject of print shops, I do have to mention the disclaimer one more time that for any marketing material used to advertise, shop, and enroll, even if selecting an option from our lists on ShopRitterIM.com, agents must request and receive approval to have those pieces printed. It's just one of those CMS marketing requirements. Utilizing print shops is best for agents who want more control over the design of their materials. They're great if you're looking for more varied options than an insurance partner can provide, like magnets, stickers, yard signs, and those fancy car wraps. Print shops do require a medium level of effort, but a varying amount of that level of effort, depending on your approach. And of course, last but most certainly not least, being a true creative, we can't rule out the DIY, do-it-yourself option. If you have a nice printer, this option becomes even more budget-friendly. If you don't have a printer and want to go this route, you'll need to invest in one, which can be pricey, especially with the cost of toner or ink. After that initial purchase of a printer, however, printing your own marketing materials is the cheapest option. You'll be limited in what you can produce with your printer, not only by the machine itself, because sadly, it won't be able to print magnets or car wraps, but also by your skill and comfort level. True DIY would involve designing your own materials in programs such as Microsoft Word or Designer or a free online graphic designing app like Lunacy or Canva. Although, hiring a graphic designer is still an option. A printer can handle materials such as letterhead, brochures, labels and flyers, perhaps even booklets, business cards, and mailers. But beyond those items, you'll need to seek other avenues. This can be a great option for smaller projects, like printing a letter on letterhead for a small number of clients, or a couple sheets of labels for a street fair. But overall, we don't recommend the complete DIY route for the busy insurance agent. You'll be trading time for money, spending valuable time that you could be meeting with clients doing grunt marketing work instead. Use your best judgment, and remember, the less time you spend with clients, the fewer sales and commission you'll earn. Going the DIY route is best for agents who are operating on a tight budget, who have extra time, who need a small volume of items, or who want complete control over design and printing of traditional marketing materials. This approach requires substantial effort. Armed with our list of traditional marketing options you can utilize, complete with vendors and companies that can help you reach your goals, take some time to form your plan. We've broken the full multi-channel marketing resource list into separate episodes to give you time to think about what you've heard and take it slowly. In our next installment of this multi-channel marketing series, we'll cover digital marketing resources. We don't want you to miss out on any of the episodes in this series, so make sure you're following along with our show. That is as simple as clicking on the plus sign or follow button in the app you're listening in right now. Thanks so much for listening and supporting our show by following along. We will see you next episode. The Agent Survival Guide podcast is a production of Ritter Insurance Marketing, an integrity company. This episode was written by Isabel Vitale. Script proofing by Tina Lamoureux. Recording and production by me, Sarah Ruppel. Podcast design by Urban Rivera. Artwork by Vivian Zhao. Follow along with our show wherever you like to listen.